弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴我们星期天的主日我们再次的相聚我们一起来敬拜神。
Very glad that we can get together on the Sunday morning to worship God.
我们感谢主在这个疫情当中上帝保守我们平安。
And God continue to protect us and the peace during the pandemic.
那今天我们来继续的来查考加拉太书的第二章。
Today we're going to continue to study Galatians chapter 2.
我们希望从这一卷书里头可以看到一些个属灵的亮光能帮助我们来面对现今时代的挑战。
So hopefully through the study that we continue what the God has shed the light on us.
那在美国有一家很著名的这个百货商店叫做希尔斯百货。
And there's a very famous department store, it's called Sears.
那在 Slow 这个地区我们大概好像也是有一家这个商店的哈。
And then there was a Sears in Slow.
那么这家商店呢是大概在19世纪就建立起来的哈。
And so it was started in 19th centuries.
那最早呢是在芝加哥是靠这个邮寄这个商品来起家的。
And started in Chicago doing the mailing.
那么后来呢这个他就建了这个商店之后呢全国的各地到处都有他的商店。
And later started a chain store all over the country.
所以他是美国呢当时最大的这种百货的商店啊。
So it was the largest department store in the United States.
那至少在上个世纪的80年代呢还是如此。
And even though that from 1980s, it was still the largest department store, chain of department store.
所以在美国呢是家喻户晓的一个很有名的商店。
So everybody knows about, heard about Sears.
但是后来呢这个沃尔玛这个商店出现之后呢这个希尔斯商店的经营情况就开始走下坡路。
So the, when Walmart started, and then Sears started to decline.
那到了亚马逊出现的时候呢那希尔斯的日子就更不好过。
And when Amazon started, that is more bad news for Sears.
那最终呢是在前几年希尔斯宣布破产。
So a few years ago, the Sears finally proclaimed that bankruptcy.
所以现在呢他在美国全国各地呢所剩下的店铺已经为数不多了。
And so there's only very few Sears department store remained in the United States.
所以在商业的竞争当中啊如果一个企业不能跟上时代的变化啊自然就会被淘汰。
So in a business competition, if an enterprise cannot keep up with the change of the time, it will be naturally eliminated.
教会也是一样。
The church is the same.
如果我们要想在现今的时代来有效的传播福音的话，我们必须要。
If we want to effectively spread the gospel nowadays,
我们必须要了解时代变迁的趋势啊。
We must understand the changing trends of the times.
所以21世纪的美国啊就渐渐地进入了后基督教的时代啊。
So the United States in the 21st century has gradually entered the post-Christian era.
那什么是后基督教的时代呢
?So what is the post-Christian era?
简单地说呢就是基督教的价值观和道德标准。
And so basically, it's the value and the moral standard of Christianity.
那么与这个社会的主流思想是渐行渐远。
And so they actually gradually drift away from the mainstream society.
那么如何在这样的环境当中们有效地去传播福音应该是教会认真思考的。
So how to effectively preach the gospel in such an environment should be pondered deeply by the church.
那今天我们继续来学习加拉太书哈。
And today we're going to continue to study Galatians.
那保罗在讲完他的一些个经历他又告诉我们很多我们不知道的故事哈。
And so after he shared with us, he continued to teach us a lot of things that happened that we didn't know before.
那么保罗是在教会一个历史性转折的时期力挽狂澜。
And so Paul actually is the person made every effort to save the desperate situation to protect protect the freedom of believer in Christ.
所以就维护了基督徒在这个信徒在基督里的自由哈。
And so he really protected that to preserve the freedom in Christ.
所以这为福音在非犹太人中的传播奠定了基础。
So he really laid the foundation in the gospel among non-Jews.
所以这也启示我们今天我们面对的一个是瞬息万变的世界。
That really inspires that today when Christians are facing a rapidly changing world.
所以我们应当更加深刻地理解教会的使命和福音的内涵。
So we should actually have a deep understanding of the mission of the church and the connotation of the gospel.
所以在接下来我们要有两篇的证道都是在研读这个加拉太书的第二章哈。
So next two sermons we're going to study Galatians chapter 2.
那么我们一起来思考在面对后基督教时代那么教会应当如何发展。
So let's really study and ponder together how the church survived and grow in the post-Christian era.
那首先我们来看这个经文哈。
And so let's study the verses.
如果你有圣经的话请打开加拉太书第二章。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to Galatians chapter 2.
那我们今天来读第一节到第十节。
So we're going to read verse 1 to 10.
那加拉太书第二章一到十节。
Galatians chapter 2, 1 to 10.
过了十四年,我从巴拿巴又上耶路撒冷去,并带着提多同去。
Now, after 14 years, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and also took Titus with me.
我是奉启示上去的,把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说,却是背地里对那些有名望之人说的,唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
And I went up by revelation and communicate to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to those who were of reputation, lest by any means I might run or had run in vain.
但与我同去的提多虽是希利尼人也没有勉强他受割礼。
Yet not even Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, was compelled to be circumcised.
因为有偷着进来的假弟兄私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由要叫我们做奴仆。
And this occurred because of false brethren, secretly Brian, who came in to steal, to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage.
我们就是一刻的功夫也没有容让顺服他们为要叫福音的真理仍存在你们当中。
To whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you.
至于那些有名望的，不论他是何等人，都与我无干。神不以外貌取人，那些有名望的，并没有加增我什么。
And but for those who seem to be something, whatever they were, it makes no difference to me.God shows personal favoritism to no man, for those who seem to be something added nothing to me.
反倒看见了主托我传福音给那未受割礼的人，正如托彼得传福音给那受割礼的人。
But on the contrary, when they saw that the gospel for the uncircumcised had been committed to me, that the gospel for the circumcised was to Peter.
那感动彼得叫他为受割礼之人做使徒的也感动我叫我为外邦人做使徒。
For he who worked effectively in Peter for the apostleship to the circumcised also worked effectively in me toward the Gentiles.
又知道所赐给我的恩典那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰就像我和巴拿巴用右手 行香蕉里。
So for when James, Cephas, and John, who seem to be pillars, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去。
So we shall go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised.
只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
So they desire only that we should remember the poor, and the very thing which I also was eager to do.
所以这里保罗记载了他再一次来访问耶路撒冷。
So here is recorded that Paul has visited Jerusalem.
那在第一章中我们知道保罗在信主之后三年他才第一次的去耶路撒冷。
So that in the chapter 1 talk about after he accept Christ, 3 years after he accept Christ, he visited Jerusalem.
那过了14年这是保罗第三次访问耶路撒冷。
After 14 years, this is the third time Paul visited Jerusalem.
因为根据使徒行传的记载，那么当时有一些犹大的信徒就来到安提阿教会。
So if in Acts, it recorded certain men came from Judea.
那他们宣称呢，如果外邦的信徒不受割礼，就不能得救。
And so they claim that unless you're circumcised, according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
于是教会就差派保罗跟巴拿巴等人前往耶路撒冷。
So therefore, church and sent Paul and Barnabas to Jerusalem.
那么与耶路撒冷教会的领袖们商议此事。
So they had a really good discussion with church leaders of Jerusalem.
那么确定在教会在这个割礼的问题上有一个共同的立场。
So to determine church position on the issue of circumcision.
这就是著名的耶路撒冷会议。
So this is the famous Council of Jerusalem.
那么也是教会历史上的第一次公会。
And so this is the first time they have that council.
那么当时的安提阿教会呢，因为是非犹太人的信徒啊越来越多。
And so in the Antioch church at that time, the number of non-Jewish believers increased dramatically.
那么这些信徒是不是要和犹太人的信徒一样接受割礼呢？
So do these believers need to be circumcised and obey the law like the Jewish believers?
那么保罗的态度非常明确。
And Paul's attitude was very clear.
那么这些信徒是靠着耶稣基督的救赎得以蒙恩得救的。
And those people became a Christian is that they were saved by Christ's grace.
所以他们不需要受律法的束缚。
So they should not be bondage by the law.
但是当时教会有一些律法主义者。
And but at that time, there was a lot of people, they are believing in Judaizer legalism.
所以他们跟保罗的主张是水火不相容。
So they are not compatible with the Paul's claim.
所以保罗一行呢，包括巴拿巴跟提多。
And so the Paul's trip, including Barnabas and Titus.
这个提多呢，不是犹太人。
And Titus was not a Jew.
那么也没有接受割礼。
And he did not receive circumcision either.
所以他陪保罗他们同去本身就是一个很好的见证。
So his coming itself is a beautiful testimony.
那么这里呢，保罗特别讲到有些人在第三节，有些人特别的来窥探。
And so in verse 3, Paul mentioned there's a particular group of people actually was spying on them.
那么第四节就讲了这些人呢想看看这个提多有没有受割礼。
And they were spying on Titus whether he was circumcised or not.
那不想以此作为攻击保罗的一个证据。
They want to use this as evidence to attack Paul.
那保罗等人呢就是坚决地回击了这些人。
And Paul and others did not give in to those people.
保罗说我们连一刻的功夫都没有容让他。
And so he said he would not even one moment he gave in.
那么这一次会议的结局呢是一个蛮好的结局。
Consequently, it was a good result.
那第九节就讲到说这个教会 柱石，就是教会里面的领袖哈。
And so in verse 9, talk about the pillars and talk about the leader of the church.
那么雅各、基法跟约翰。
And James, Cephas and John.
那么都得到他们的支持，那么就支持保罗跟巴拉巴啊这样的主张哈。
So they supported Paul and Titus and Barnabas.
所以这个争议呢就暂时得到了平息。
So the dispute was temporarily settled.
那现在有一个问题哈。
But now we have a problem.
我们来思想一下为什么保罗也是犹太人哈。
And we have to really think about Paul was also Jew.
而且他也曾经是热衷于律法的这个法利赛人。
He was also a Pharisee who was leaning on the law.
他说我是法利赛人中的法利赛人哈。
So he is a Pharisee of the Pharisees.
那么为什么他和这些犹太的律法主义者会有这么截然不同的立场呢
？Why he so different from those Judaizers？
这个是我们需要思考的哈。
And this is something we really need to think about。
我想这个最重要是保罗对这个福音事工的热忱哈。
And so this is the passion that Paul had。
那么他深深的参与到这个福音的工作中。
He was deeply involved with the gospel.
而且他对福音有一个非常深刻的认识。
And Paul has also deep understanding of the gospel.
这两点很重要。
And those two things are extremely important.
那也是我们这一次跟下次讲到所要讲的重点。
And this is the focus that we need to talk about today and next time.
这两者是相辅相成的。
And those two actually complement each other.
那么当我们能够亲自的参与福音事工的时候
And when we participate in the work of the gospel,
那么我们对福音的认识也就会更加的刻骨铭心。
So our understanding of gospel should be with a gratitude forever.
那么进入这个后基督教的时代
And when we enter the post-Christian era,
那我们基督徒是不能停留在缅怀过去
And Christian never, only just reminiscing about the past.
教会更不能停滞不前。
And the church cannot stand still.
所以我们在这个新的时代要继续推动福音的施工，这个是刻不容缓的一个责任。
And so it's urgent to promote the gospel in this new era.
而且这也是我们这一代基督徒所必须要有的责任。
And it is also responsibility our generation of Christians.
那么第一次讲到我讲到过罗马帝国覆灭的故事哈。
And so I was talking about what happened to Roman Empire.
那当罗马帝国覆灭的时候当时教会说我们应该怎么办呢
And so when that happened, the church asked, what should we do?
那么我们就看到当时教会有很多的一些个有远见的人就是把福音去传给周围的人。
And so the people, the Christian who had a vision and start to share the gospel with outside.
那么对罗马帝国造成威胁的是积聚在欧洲北部的一些游牧民族。
And so actually the threat to Rome actually is the tribe in the north side of Europe.
所以在圣经里啊都管这些人叫野蛮人。
And in the Bible call those people barbaric.
所以他们常常来骚扰这个罗马帝国哈。
And they very often to attack Rome.
我们也知道最终的罗马帝国是在这主后476年就是被这些所谓的野蛮人所攻陷了哈。
And so it was after Christ that the Roman Empire distinct.
那么在这时候前后的一段时间就教会有一些个宣教的这个能力出去哈。
And so there's a lot of missionaries start going out.
那么其中有一位就叫沃尔菲拉的。
And so the one called Euphilus.
那么他呢是把这个福音呢传给当初的那个哥特人就是大概住在现在德国境内的一个野蛮人的部落哈。
So he actually went out to spread the gospel to God, and that is a very probably is the German area right now.
那么我们都知道我们三月份常常庆祝那个 St. Patrick's Day, 哈。
And very often in March we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
其实那个 St. Patrick 就是他是一个到爱尔兰去宣教的宣教士哈。
And so St. Patrick actually was a missionary that went to Ireland.
也是在这个罗马帝国被毁灭之前他把福音传到了爱尔兰。
And after Roman Empire that he shared the gospel to Ireland.
然后这个福音从爱尔兰到苏格兰然后到英格兰。
From Ireland to Scotland to England.
所以这些宣教的福音的工作就为后来欧洲的这个教会的格局定了一个基础。
And those missionaries actually set really a good foundation for European countries.
没错，罗马帝国覆灭了。
So even Roman Empire is gone.
但是福音却传到了更广更远的地方。
But the gospel has spread much wider.
所以我们去思想这一段经文的时候，我们应该看到说，我们怎么样从保罗的身上可以学到啊这个时代的使命感啊。
And so when we study this this passage,What can we learn from Paul?
那不但从保罗的身上，从其他人的身上，我们也可以学到一些教训。
And so beside Paul, that we can learn from other, we can learn some lesson from other people as well.
我们仔细来看这段经文呢，出现了很多的人物。
And so when we study this passage, there are a lot of people in this passage.
但是我们这些人物大概可以分成三类。
And we can put them in three different categories.
那第一类呢就是保罗巴拿巴跟提多等人所代表的安提阿教会的这一派。
So the first category is the Antioch church represented by Paul, Barnabas, and Titus.
我们这类人呢可以管他们叫进取派。
And so we call this group as a progressive.
那么保罗接受了主耶稣的托付向外邦人传福音。
And Paul accepted the Lord Jesus Christ's trust to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
所以这一派的人他们主张的外邦信徒不需要接受割礼。
So they advocate that Gentile believers do not need to be circumcised.
也不需要受犹太人律法的束缚。
And nor do they need to be bound by Jewish law.
那么第四节保罗已经讲了这个不是简单的一个礼仪的问题啊。
And so this is not just a simple matter of etiquette.
这是关乎信徒在基督里的自由。
But it's about the freedom of believers in Christ.
这是一个根本性的问题。
This is a fundamental issue.
那么第二类的人物呢就属于温和派。
The second group of people category that belong to moderate.
那么这里面就是在第九节所出现的雅各、基法跟约翰。
And it's in verse 9, James, Cephas, and John.
那么这个基法我们知道就是彼得了。
And Cephas we know is Peter.
那这个雅各呢不是耶稣的门徒雅各。
And James is not, he's Jesus' 12 disciples, one of the 12 disciples.
那么这个雅各是耶稣的弟弟。
And James actually is the younger brother of Jesus.
那么他在耶稣复活升天之后他信主哈。
And after Jesus' resurrection, he became a Christian.
然后他在教会中的声望啊上升得非常快哈。
And he has a really, his reputation, rapidly going up.
所以当时他在主导教会的事务哈。
And he was a main leader of the church ministry.
所以他素来呢以这个虔敬和谨守律法著称。
So he was known for his reverence and observance of the law.
所以他有个外号呢叫公义的雅各。
So his nickname, James the Just.
据说啊他常常跪在地上祷告。
And very often, according to the, people said he very often kneel, to pray.
那么以至于他这个双膝啊都长了很厚的这个老茧。
And so his knee became very, very thick.
所以那么这个时候呢我发现教会耶路撒冷教会的领袖都还能够支持保罗。
And at that time, the Church of Jerusalem continued to support Paul.
那么后来这个使徒们陆续就离开了耶路撒冷。
So later on, the apostle left the Jerusalem.
那么教会就逐渐由这些热衷律法的人来掌控了哈。
The church gradually was controlled by those who were passionate about the law.
所以我们在这一章书的第十二节，我们下次会讲到。那么雅各的态度也发生了一些改变。
Next time we're going to talk about in the chapter 2, verse 12, James' attitude started to change.
那么第三类呢，就属于这个保守派哈。
The third category belongs to conservative.
我们就管这些，就是这个里面所讲的律法主义者哈。
So we call them a Judaizer.
那么保罗呢，称他们是有威望的人。
And Paul actually called those people with a reputation.
那么第二节这个出现了一次哈。
And verse 2 appeared once.
那在第六节的话，保罗又讲过两次。
And so in verse 6 that he mentioned two more times.
那么还有假弟兄是第四节。
And in verse 4 talk about false brothers.
就这些人试图将非犹太人信徒重新纳入犹太教的传统范畴之内。
So this group of people, they try to bring non-Jewish believers back into the traditional Judaism.
所以这批人是坚决反对保罗的主张。
And so those people resolutely oppose Paul's ideas.
那对于外邦人的福音的事工造成很大的困扰。
So therefore caused a great disturbance to gospel ministry of the Gentiles.
后来呢，随着耶路撒冷被毁，
And so later with the destruction of Jerusalem,
那么犹大地区的教会就渐渐地退出了历史舞台。
The church in the Judah gradually withdraw from the stage of history.
那么这些律法主义者呢，也随之就销声匿迹了。
And those Judaizers also disappeared.
那么这些当时呢，是有名望的人。
And those are the people Paul called them with a reputation.
当时那个时候保罗只不过刚刚出来，他的名声刚刚起来。
And that Paul's reputation just start to be heard.
那么现在我们有谁知道这些有名望人的名字呢？
So who we remember those people with a reputation?
这个是很值得我们去认真的去思想。
And we should really ponder deeply on that.
为何保罗捍卫基督里的自由如此的坚决？
Why is Paul's safeguard freedom in Christ so resolutely?
而这些犹太人的信徒会落入这个律法主义的网罗呢？
And why those Jewish believers will fall into a snare of legalism?
所以我们前面讲到保罗之所以可以做到，是因为他对福音的认识非常的深刻。
Because we discussed earlier, this is due to Paul's deep understanding of the gospel and his sense of mission in evangelism.
那么相反，这些律法主义者呢，虽然接触到基督的福音，
And so on the contrary, those are Judaizers, although they are exposed to the gospel of Christ.
但是他们依然活在这个犹太人这个律法的世界里。
But they continue to live in the world of Judaism.
我们知道这个律法起源于摩西时代。
And the law origin from the time of Moses.
那已经成为是犹太教的一个核心。
It is the core of Judaism.
但是当福音传到外邦人的时候。
And but when the gospel reached to Gentiles.
那么这些人没有预料到一个新的时代已经来临了。
However, those group of people did not realize a new era had already arrived.
所以任何的时代的变迁呢，都是掌握在上帝的手中的。
So any change or any era are in the hands of God.
所以每一个时代呢，我们都有他这每一个时代自己的挑战。
And so every generation or the era has its own challenges.
保罗之所以可以称为弄潮儿，他走在了时代的前沿。
The reason why Paul is called a wave rider is that he was at the forefront of that time.
我们就知道说他对这个时代的使命感有一个不同寻常的感受。
And there's he has a special mission about what he's been called.
你看这段经文的第七节、第八节和第九节。
And so if we pay attention to verse 7, 8, and 9.
这里面三次对比了保罗跟彼得。
And there are three times that you compare Paul and Peter.
这个读起来可能你会觉得保罗有一点狂妄了哈。
And so you, maybe when you read it, you think Paul is kind of arrogant.
因为当时彼得在教会的地位是非常高的哈。
And Peter's position is extremely high at that time.
保罗只不过刚刚出来才做福音的工作，宣教的工作哈。
And Paul just started to his mission work.
但是他非常清楚神给他的托付是什么。
But he was a clear know what God has entrusted to him.
所以这里三次对比了说传福音给受割礼的人与传福音给未受割礼的人。
And three times compared to people who have been circumcised and uncircumcised.
所以这是我们今天面对这个后基督教时代所应该持守的。
And this is something we should hold into the post-Christian era today.
西方社会中基督教文化的因素啊，正在渐渐的消失。
So the Christian culture factor in society are gradually disappearing.
但是教会对基督福音的使命感是不能消失的。
However, the church sense of mission to the gospel can never disappear.
反而应该变得是更加的强烈。
On the contrary, should be coming even more stronger.
这是时代赋予我们的历史责任。
And so this is the generation entrust us for the mission.
你知道在这个共产党在大陆掌握政权之前啊，
So before the liberation of the mainland, China.
那么尼陀生呢，他的教会其实是当时发展在中国已经发展非常强大了。
And so the Watchman Nee has really, the Christianity has really expanded.
但是他知道时局已经发生变化。
But he knows the time has changed.
那么共产党掌权几乎是不可避免的事情。
It's inevitable that communists will take control.
所以他就开始差派一些年轻的同工啊，开始去到台湾啊。
And so Watchman Nee actually sent young co-workers to Taiwan.
那这当中呢有李长寿哈。
And there's a, 李长寿 I forgot his English name.
What, 那么也有 Anderson 的爸爸哈。
And also including Anderson's dad.
那么他当时还很年轻哈。
At that time, he was very young.
那么尼陀生他知道说他一定要派这些年轻人出去。
And Watchman Nee was sure that he needed to send the young co-workers out.
因为在大陆在福音可能要相当一段时间受到压制，他要把福音的火种送到海外去。
And so the, he knew that the Christianity would be suppressed by communists, so he needed to send young people outside.
他自己决定留在中国。
However, he decided to stay in China himself.
因为他说他不能把中国的信徒留下，他自己逃走。
And he said he cannot let the Chinese Christians remain in China, then he escaped.
所以现在半个多世纪我们回去看他当初做这个决定，我们知道是非常有远见的。
And we know he had a wonderful, had a great vision at the time, 50 years ago.
那么这些派出去的同工不但在台湾，后来又在美国不断的来扩展中国教会的影响。
And so this young cohort continued to expand the ministry in Taiwan and even in United States.
那尼陀生呢却是在中国呢受到迫害被关押监禁在70年代就去世了。
And Watchman Nee actually was persecuted and died in 1970s.
所以我们要把握这个时代的脉搏哈。
And so we really need to have a pulse of our generation.
所以我们才知道怎么样可以应付哈。
And so we can know how to face those challenges.
那么福音不会改变的哈。
And the gospel does not change.
但是我们传福音的方式跟策略需要随着时代的变化而变化。
But however, strategy need to change.
基督教呢曾经催生和孕育了西方的文化。
Christianity once gave birth to the and nurtured Western civilizations.
那么其信仰和道德观呢也渐渐渗透到文化、艺术、教育、社会的各个层面。
And its belief and ethics permeates all levels of culture, arts, education, and society.
那么随着西方社会世俗化的加剧，
As a secularization of Western society.
那基督教的影响啊，就慢慢失去了它主导的地位啊。
The influence of Christianity gradually lost its dominant position.
目前基督教仍是西方各国的一个主要的宗教。
And although Christianity is still the most important religion in Western countries,
但是在政治、文化、艺术等领域，这个基督教的元素啊，只具备一个象征性的意义。
But in the field of politics, culture, and art, Christianity factors only symbolic.
这就是后基督教时代的一个特征。
And so this is a characteristic of a so-called post-Christian era.
你知道大家有人看过这个星球大战的这个电影系列哈。
So if you ever watch the movie Star Wars, series of Star Wars.
那么从70年代就拍，现在大概已经拍了好像六七部这样的片子，是不是？
And starting in 1970 has produced so many Star Wars, maybe more than 7-8.
那么在美国，在全世界，这个片子是非常成功的。
And this is a very popular movie.
但是你知道这个片子所背后所代表的那个世界观却完全跟基督教是不一样的。
But the theme behind the movie, the worldview is totally the opposite of Christianity.
所以这种观念已经慢慢渗透到美国的文化当中了。
And those kind of ideas has permeated to the culture of American.
小孩子们也都很喜欢这个片子啊。
And the children love the Star Wars.
我女儿看完了，有一天也跟我说 ,May the Force be with you.
And so one time my daughter watched the movie and actually said to me, Be the Force be with you.
我说我们基督徒不会讲这个，我们说 May the Lord be with you.
And so Christians should not say that. We should say the Lord be with you.
这就是这个文化的现象，是不是带给我们的影响啊？
And so that is a cultural phenomena that has affected us deeply.
所以欧洲呢是率先进入这个后基督教时代的啊。
Europe actually took the lead in entering the post-Christian era.
美国也是紧随其后。
And followed by the United States.
基本上美国在哲学、神学、意识形态方面是跟在欧洲屁股后面走的。
And so the philosophy and religion very often is actually followed by the Europe.
所以毫不夸张的说，美国现在已经一只脚已经踏进了这个时代哈。
So it's no exaggeration to say that United States has entered this era with a foot in the door.
而且所有的情况表明，这一切正在加速进行。
And moreover, all the circumstances indicate that all this is accelerating.
而且无法逆转的。
And probably is not going to be reversed.
我碰到一位老姐妹是从夏威夷来的啊。
And so I met an older sister who came from Hawaii.
那么她在夏威夷的出生，那她出生的时候呢，那夏威夷还有国王跟王后呢。
And so she was born in Hawaii at the time they have a kings and queens.
所以呢，她五十年代她生活在美国啊。
And so she lived in the American in the 1950s.
所以我不知道我们当中有谁五十年代是生活在美国的。
I don't know who has lived in the United States during the 1950s.
啊，她说那个时候美国非常的好啊。
And so she talked about how wonderful American was.
那个时候哪有说你不去教会的。
And so there's almost everyone go to church.
你要是不去教会，别人都觉得你很奇怪啊。
And so it will be strange that you if you did not go to church.
但是你现在的时代正好相反，你去教会，别人才觉得你奇怪呢。
And nowadays is totally opposite. People think it's strange if you go to church.
所以我们没有办法回到五十年代的美国了哈。
It's impossible for us to return to United States in 1950s.
我们连八十年代的美国也没有办法回去哈。
It's even hard that to go back to 1980s.
所以留恋过去呢，也不能帮助我们来面对我们现在的这个现实哈。
So staying in the past cannot help us face the reality of this post-Christian era.
那么对这现在这个时代，我们应该面向社区，我们让福音能够走出教会。
And so now we should be really facing the community and to have a church step out of the church.
所以我们不能逃避现实。
And we should not escape reality.
所以当这个世界的世俗的力量渐渐主导世界，越来越的对我们的这个信仰不是那么友善的时候。
And so in the post-Christian era, secular force gradually dominated the world, and it became unfriendly to Christians.
那教会很容易就关起门来做我们自己的事情。
And it's very easy for church to just close the door and doing our own things.
这种远离世界的做法就是与世界隔开，这不是一个好的办法。
And this is not our best way to separate us from the world and just isolate ourselves.
相反，我们应该更加主动地去传扬福音。
And instead, we should must be more proactive in preaching the gospel.
时代已经改变了。
Time have changed.
但是人们对福音的渴望跟需求却是没有改变的。
However, people's desire and need for the gospel have not changed.
此时此刻，人们需要的是真正的信仰。
At this moment, people really need the true faith.
而不是那种具有基督教文化的宗教。
And just not only that the religions have some elements of Christianity.
只有那种有生命力的信仰才能为主赢得人心。
Only the kind of vitality that can win people's heart for the Lord.
我再讲一遍哈，只有那种有生命力的信仰才能为主赢得人心。
So only the kind of vitality can win people's heart for the Lord.
那么在这种前提下，我们带人来教会会非常困难的。
Under this premise, it's very hard to bring people to church.
那以前呢，我们福音常常是让人来到教会，参加教会的活动。
And so in the past, it is that we bring people to church, participate church activities.
那么现在呢，可能社区里的人对教会、对基督徒大部分都有一个非常负面的这样的印象。
But nowadays, there's a lot of people, the community have a negative impression of churches and Christians.
所以我们要改变我们的方式，能够我们让福音走出教会。
So we need to change our ways that we need to bring the gospel outside the church.
所以更加灵活的方式啊，能把信仰跟他们的实际生活结合起来。
And so we should be, let the gospel go out of the church, integrate faith into real life in a lot more flexible ways.
我们不是让他们来到教会来进入我们已经设计好的这些节目当中。
We just not bring them to our church that, into the program that we already designed.
而是将福音能够带到他们的生命当中去。
I will bring the gospel into their lives.
这个不是更容易，而是更困难的事情。
It's not easy, actually more difficult to do.
所以这是给我们教会的一个挑战。
And this is a challenge for our church.
疫情呢，终将会过去。
And pandemic will eventually be over.
我们也希望说今年在某个时候我们会重新回到教会。
And hopefully at a certain time that we will go back to church.
那么我们教会现在有没有预备好我们回去之后，我们可以在社区里面去传扬福音。
Has our church been prepared that when we go back, that we're ready to share the gospel in the community?
这是我们每个人都需要思考的。
This is every one of us need to ponder and think about.
今天我们思考加拉太书的这段经文呢，就看到保罗如何在那个变迁的时代，他把握住了福音的机会。
So today we think about the passage in the book of Galatians and see how Paul grasped the opportunity of the gospel and fulfilled the mission entrusted by Christ.
所以他的成功也启示了我们应当如何面对这个时代的变迁。
So his success showed us that in response to the change of the time,
我们应当更加注重福音的本质，而不是宗教信仰的形式。
So we should focus more on the answers, essence of the gospel rather than the form of religious formality.
面对一个后基督教时代的美国，我们不能逃避现实。
And so facing a post-Christian American, we should not escape.
那么只有那种有生命力的信仰才能为主赢得人心。
Only that has a vitality that Christian can bring people to Christ.
那我不知道大家有没有看过另外一部电影哈。
I don't know whether you have watched another movie.
这个电影叫 Indiana Jones, 很老的一部电影了。
So this is a very old movie that is that has series Indiana Jones.
那么他这个主演是 Harrison Ford, 哈。
and the actors are Harrison Ford.
那么这里其中有一个系列呢是讲到一个圣餐杯哈。
And there's one movie actually talk about the Holy Communion Cup.
No, Holy Grail.
Oh, Holy Grail.
Yeah, 这个圣餐杯呢就是说当时耶稣在最后的晚餐上所用的那个杯。
And that's the cup that Jesus used at the last supper.
所以这个传奇呢就是说这个杯啊有神奇的魅力。
The legacy and talk about this cup has a special power.
所以如果谁拿那个杯子去饮水啊就可以医治他的这个病。
And so whoever used a cup to drink water that will heal the illness.
那么可以长生不老的。
And can live forever.
所以很多人呢就想办法怎么去得到这个圣餐杯。
And there are people, so many people will try to find this cup.
那么最终他们在山洞里面发现了这个圣餐杯放的地方。
And so they finally find this cup in a cave.
所以这个好几批不同的人都要想办法抢夺这个圣餐杯。
Different groups of people try to fight for this cup.
然后这个守卫圣餐杯的这个人就跟他们说啊，这个杯啊是不能离开这个殿堂的啊。
And so the person who was protect the cup and saying that this cup should never leave this temple.
如果这个杯子离开了一个这个圆圈的这个印这个范围之内，这整个这个就全部会毁掉啊。
And so if this cup leave this in this certain area, the whole area will be destroyed.
不过当时你想这些人都很贪心呢，这么宝贝的东西哈。怎么可以拿不出来呢？他一定要带走哈。
And so people who are so greedy to fight for the cup, of course they won't take the cup and leave.
当把这个他们把这个杯子带想要带出去的时候，这个整个的殿堂就全部的毁掉，那个杯子也一起被埋在了地下了。
And so when they try to take that cup to leave, and the whole area being destroyed, so the cup was buried.
所以这个整个的殿堂是以这个杯子作为这个圣物作为中心建造起来的。
So the temple is was built to focus on this cup.
那么没有这个杯子，这个殿堂也就不存在了。
Without this cup, that the temple should not, there are no meaning of existence.
那弟兄姐妹，福音呢，就是教会的镇山之宝。
And so the gospel is the same thing, is the treasure of the church.
如果离开了福音的话，教会就一无所有了。
And without the gospel, church has nothing and will no longer exist.
所以也将不复存在。
And so no longer exist.
教会所有的宝贝只有一件。
And all the treasure of the church are only one.
我们之所以可以存在，之所以可以生存，就是因为有福音。
And you know, for us, for the reason for existence and survive is because the gospel.
愿我们珍惜基督所托付我们的这个宝贝。
This treasure that God has entrusted us, this treasure.
也愿神祝福我们的教会成为多人的祝福。
And so wish God that continue to bless our church so we can be blessing to others.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你给我们的美好应许。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for wonderful promises.
你将这福音啊，真是这宝贝预备好，交付了我们。
You entrust us with this treasures.
也愿我们能够珍惜主你托付我们的使命。
So we can treasure this mission to us.
愿我们在这末后的时代。我们真是以福音啊作为教会的真实的宝贝。
In the end time that we will really treasure your gospel.
愿主能够使用我们的教会。
Continue to use our church.
愿主你使用我们的弟兄姐妹。
And to use our sisters and brothers.
让我们不因为现实的改变我们而逃避现实。
And so not because of time, the change of time, so we escape reality.
也 愿主使我们的教会以福音的责任为重，我们能将福音传给我们社区的同胞们。
So is the focus of our church mission is the gospel, so we can share the gospel to the, into the community.
我们恳求主你预备我们的心。
And continue to prepare our hearts.
我们也恳求主你赐给我们聪明智慧。
Give of the wisdom.
使我们知道怎么能有效地将福音传到我们的社区当中。
So we know how to share the gospel effectively into the community.
我们谢谢主你今天赐给我们的话语让我们来思考这个问题。
We thank you for your words so we can really ponder deeply of, you,、of this topic.
愿我们的教会可以得蒙你的祝福。
So our church continue to receive your blessing.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.